guys, it's Prince Ripipat. Welcome to the next chapter. I hope everyone is safe and sound at home. I know this is a really difficult period for everyone right now. It's scary, it's sad, it's frustrating. This pandemic has impacted every single person on this planet and affected every corner of this world, including sports. It's definitely weird not having any games or matches to watch. It's unfortunate. And considering the scope of this show, if there was ever a time to talk about life beyond or after sport, it is definitely now. And while I do realize that what we are dealing with is much bigger than sport, much bigger, I couldn't help but think about all the athletes and coaches whose seasons and or careers came to an abrupt end. So, for the next several weeks, we here at The Athletic are turning my podcast into a video show, which you can check out on all social media platforms, including Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. The premise of the show will essentially stay the same, but I'm going to be checking in with players, coaches, and various voices in the sports world just to see how everyone's managing this difficult period, including being quarantined at home. We'll talk about the shock a lot of people are experiencing, the emotions that are bubbling to the surface, and we'll also discuss the ways in which athletes and coaches can turn this layoff into a positive and productive experience. And listen, we're also going to have a little fun too, because I think that's really important during a crisis like this. It's crucial that we connect and laugh and still find a way to enjoy life, even in the midst of some very trying times. These interviews will be a little bit shorter, around the 25 to 35 minute range, primarily because it's a different medium, talking about video, and we'll be pumping out a large volume of these, which puts a strain on resources, but I hope you nonetheless enjoy these conversations and are able to take away something from each of them.
Today's guest is Gerald Henderson Jr., a McDonald's High School All-American who earned a full scholarship to Duke University. After 3 years with the Blue Devils, he was selected 12th overall in the 2009 NBA draft by the Charlotte Bobcats. Well, Gerald had a pretty long NBA career, 8 years to be exact, but it did not come without some physical challenges, as he ended up having a total of 6 different operations, 2 to his wrist, 3 to his hip, and then finally his Achilles. In this interview, the retired NBA player talks about the similarities and correlation between being sidelined because of an injury versus all the athletes who are sidelined right now as a result of this pandemic. It's a really interesting and important conversation because we touch on the different ways in which athletes could still be working on their craft, even if they're not playing. So, without further ado, let's get to the interview. And we begin the conversation, by the way, with me poking a little fun at Gerald after his former Duke teammate John Shire tagged him to come on the show next. What up, G?
Prim, what up?
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well. I spoke to fellow Blue Devil and your former teammate, John Shire, and he was so nice enough to tag you. He said that he thought that you would be somebody very inspirational to speak to. Someone who's inspirational, whoever.
Well, he's not inspirational, but I do wonder about the Shire question. I think Gerald Henderson would be a great person to ask what he's doing throughout this time. And so
you seem to find that very funny.
Yeah. I was not prepared. Well, because I had no idea who he was about to say, and he and the fact that he was like, "Well, he's not really inspirational," and then
it sounds just like Johnny Boy.
He went on for a good like 2 minutes. I just want to let you know.
He probably did. He talks a lot, but you know, like when it comes to people that kind of they talk about other people, they're kind of just reflecting how they feel and know about themselves. So if he was talking about me not showering, he probably was talking about himself. And we FaceTime a number of times here in these last week or two.
Yeah.
His wife has expressed to me that his hygiene has been an issue. So, that solves that problem.
He's stinking up the place, basically. He's stinking up his crib.
Yes, in more than probably one way. And so, you know, it's just, you know, it's typical John. I was his roommate, so believe me, I know plenty about that kid's hygiene.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize that you guys were roommates. For how long?
Just a year. A year too long. And, you know, it was a learning experience. He was one of the guys that likes the temperature in the room to be like 65. You know, and I'm more like you're 73, more like normal.
73 is kind of warm.
I mean, 72, I mean, when it's the middle of the winter, it's like,
true.
Gotta make sure we're not waking up sick. You know what I'm saying? We probably got a game tomorrow or something, or practice, you know? So he was one of those weird guys. And then he'd leave food and stuff like in around the family room area and not really care that he had a roommate. So. That was
a little messy. Maybe he's cleaned up his act a little. Now he's got two little ones, you know.
I hope so. I hope so. With two little kids, I would bet that he's probably still the messiest one in the house.
Well, he showed us a little bit.
You know, that's just.
He showed us his crib a little bit. And so hopefully we can check out your crib a little bit. I know you're in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know, in all seriousness, though, how are you guys doing and how is the fam and the kids?
I think with all things considered, I think the Hendersons are doing pretty good. I think are doing pretty well. I think we have embraced, you know, this whole quarantining thing, social distancing. I think we have found ways to social distance within our own house. And, you know, everyone's got their own. We live in a big house. It's way too big. But for times like this, it has become the perfect house because everyone can find their own little room and have their own space and do their own thing. I'm currently in my man cave, which I have spent endless hours in by myself.
I'm loving it. You got the whiteboard in the background.
I got the whiteboard where, you know, I'm still found ways to work. You know, my wife started a real estate firm called Henderson Ventures. So, you know, we kind of brainstorm on here. When I get bored or I just don't want to work anymore, the projector comes down and we just turn the TV on. I can turn all the lights off in here and just watch TV, Netflix. There's no games on right now, which is just so weird in any level, any sport. So, you know, Netflix, documentaries, I got an exercise room back there. So this is a good little spot for me.
Y'all are so lucky. You guys would struggle in New York City, which is where I'm at. Like, imagine if you guys were in a two-bedroom apartment in quarantine and at the epicenter of all of this. Like, what would your family do?
Man, there'd be tons of bickering. I know that. there'd be tons of just go to timeout for both children and adults.
Everyone just sit in your corner and just don't talk.
Just say everyone in the corner. There'd be a lot of silent time. We would, it'd definitely be like, you know, we do it with our kids a lot. Like, let's play the quiet game. You know,
I'm going to remember that.
Yeah,
that's not gonna work with our son Duke. I don't think he's too. My husband and I are way too chatty.
Mm-hmm. But you guys probably getting through this. You guys are probably stronger than any family that's gone through this. I'm sure.
Oh, that's actually a really good put.
They're dealing with, you know, the coronavirus, you know, heavier than we are. But you guys probably come out stronger in the end.
That's actually a really good, that's a good point that I didn't really think of. It's definitely forcing us to become resourceful, and mm-hmm. it makes you appreciate just, for me, it's allowed me to reflect on so many things that I really took for granted and just like the basic things. And if we're bringing it back to sports, you talked about how there's no games on right now. I mean, this would be the time of year where March Madness is completely full swing. You know, you'd be up watching games all day. Mm-hmm. I know you've been the analyst for Fox for a good year now. And, you know, what has it been like for you from a professional standpoint with not only your real estate company with your wife, Nilu, but also working for Fox?
Well, yeah. I mean, once the NBA canceled the season, I mean, it was over for us. I mean, well, let's say they haven't canceled the season, they postponed it. You know, we just figured, hey, whenever they get started back up, you know, we'll get started back up. And, you know, the Hornets had actually started to play pretty well. And, you know, it's going to be tough still for them to make the playoffs if the season does continue.
Yeah.
But, you know, they had been getting some momentum, so it's kind of bad timing for them. But, you know, we're at the mercy of the virus just like everyone else. So we're just waiting to hear, you know, what the commissioner comes up with. And I think, you know, Adam Silver has done a great job. I think initially, you know, being kind of in the forefront of canceling these seasons and all the other major sports and, you know, companies and big businesses have kind of followed after that. I think he did a great job with that. But, you know, also like you mentioned, Henderson Ventures, you know, our real estate firm. Did you hear that plug?
plug away, man.
Yeah. So, you know, as kind of Charlotte's kind of shut down, they set forth today, nobody, unless like essential businesses and, you know, you can't go anywhere but grocery stores, gas stations, hospitals. So, you know, pharmacy, but real estate still kind of rolling. You can't really show houses. You can do virtual tours and stuff like that, or virtual closings. Yeah. But, you know, it's kind of changed. I mean, people aren't going into houses, so it's slowed it down a bit, but it's still there. I think once this passes, it'll get back to right where it's been. And Charlotte, this market has been, you know, really good over the last few years.
I know you've been very close with the Charlotte Hornets. You're covering them now, but you also spent your first six seasons in the NBA with them. Have you been in touch with any of the coaches or staff or players and just checking up on them to see how they're handling all this?
No one with the Hornets. You know, I talked with Bismack Biyombo just a little bit. He's my buddy. We played in Charlotte together. He seems to be just quarantining, and he's smart. I know even before they stopped the season, he was walking around in a mask and gloves. And
really?
Yeah, I do believe that the team got tested and had to come in and get tested for some reason. Don't quote me on that, but I do remember seeing a picture of him on social media all covered up. So he's one of the smarter cats. And, you know, I think, you know, they're doing everything that everybody else is doing. I haven't specifically talked to anyone, you know, on the team in the organization, but they're doing all the right things. And I think, you know, you just got to play it safe during this time. You know, my close buddy, Wayne Ellington, who plays with the New York Knicks, he was also very much just like Bismack. The day they canceled the games, he had a game, and he warmed up actually with gloves on. He
wow.
saw that boys had gloves on, and he said, why wouldn't we have gloves on if the ball boys have gloves on? Clearly, they think that something's harmful for them. Why wouldn't it be harmful to us? So I was like, he had a video. All his teammates were making fun of him because he was doing his pregame stuff, his band stretches and, you know, all his exercises with, like, you know, a mask and all this stuff on. And they were clowning him. And then they postponed the season like a couple hours later. So, you know, I think guys, you know, understand now that it's not a joke. You got a number of players with the virus. I saw Carl Anthony Towns said his mother had it. That was just like so very sad, man.
Both of his parents had it. Both of them.
Yes. I saw that.
Yeah.
And it's just sad, man, because you don't expect it to happen to you. You know, even, you know, like my dad just moved down to Charlotte. He's, you know, he's staying with us until his house gets finished. And, you know, I'm scared. You know, my dad's an active dude. He doesn't stop moving. And I'm scared every time he leaves the house. I don't, you know, he's all on top of it. But, hey, did you watch? I ask him, did you wash your hands? Did you hit the, you know, where are your gloves at? You know what I'm saying? Like, take your shoes off before you come in the house.
And he's so healthy and he's so active. Yeah. But at the same time, how old is he now?
My dad is 64.
Okay. So it's still just like any one of our parents, just the sheer fact of being older, it definitely, it concerns all of us.
Right. Anything, you know, it's bad for anybody. I've seen videos of people not even, you know, I've seen people in their 40s that taking videos and they're struggling to breathe on ventilators. So, you know, I'm sure that the older generation is at higher risk, but everyone's at risk because it's going to, everybody's body's different and everybody's immune system is different. So I think that it's just scary overall. So, you know, best thing to do is stay in your house.
Yeah. You know, when you and I sat down last fall, and funny enough, your interview for my podcast, you were the next in line to be to air. So I think you were supposed to go March like 25th or 26th or something. But then this whole pandemic broke down. And I was like, you know what? This is such a huge opportunity. I think it's really important to create a support system and also to really check in with people, because this is the way that we're all connecting right now, right? Because we're so isolated. And I think it's also just really important to create a space where athletes can continue to communicate and connect with each other, because I don't know if this is ever going to happen again, fingers crossed, or at least for another several more generations, where a pandemic occurs and every single athlete has been completely shut down. And, you know, I think you and I have talked about this, and you got a taste of it because you experienced so many injuries during your NBA career. I think you mentioned 6 operations. But what, from your experience in dealing with all of those injuries and having to step away from sports so many times, how do you think an athlete could apply that experience from injury and use that now?
Yeah, it's actually a direct correlation, because you're in both situations, you're put in a space where you can only do so much. You have no control. If you have injury and they say, hey, you got to walk on crutches for 6 months, you got to be bedridden, you got to you can't run until this date, you know, they put restrictions on the things that you normally do. So you got to be able to just only control what you can control. And so I found during this time, and when I've been injured too a bunch of times, that you just got to commit yourself, you know, to doing some things that are different than you're used to doing. Mm-hmm. There's things that you've always wanted to do, but you just haven't done because of time. And I'll bring up this because, you know, it brought it to light when Kobe Bryant passed, you know, this idea of, you know, Kobe getting the most out of his day all the time. He always, you know, put 100% of, you know, his effort into things. You know, the story that he changed his number to 24 because he was going to commit 24 hours to his craft. Well, getting the most out of what you want to do, you know, now you have the time for that. And so whether it's reading more books, educating yourself on stuff, you know, if you're a guy that is healthy, okay, well, what can you do right now in your house that'll make you a better athlete, right? That'll, you know, if you have all the athletes in the NBA, everybody's not doing something, right? Some guys, there's going to be a percentage of guys just laying on the couch.
Yep.
Right. So here's your time to, you know, get that edge, you know, do your core work, get your band work in. You know, if you got a home gym, work out there, do as much as you can, set yourself on a schedule, you know, and just commit yourself to being your best version every day at the highest level that you can control it, right? Because there's only so much you're going to be able to do. So just do that, right? Commit to it. You never know when it's going to end. But when it does end, right, you'll know that at least during that time, you did as much as you could. Mm-hmm. So even myself, like, you know, one thing I've been BSing with for the longest time is my Invisalign. I got my Invisalign in right now.
Oh, right? Shout out. Looks good.
And so I said, you know, why I got, I'm in the house. I ain't doing nothing. I'm trying not to eat, just go in the pantry, like like every 20 minutes. So just put your Invisalign in. You got to wear it for like a week at a time. So just commit to doing it, put it in at night, like do all the right stuff. And then maybe by the end of this, I'll have straight teeth. Right. And now I did something that I may probably wouldn't have otherwise done because I just, you know, I was doing other things and wasn't thinking about it. And so now I've had the time to do it. And now I'm like on my third tray.
Great. So the rest of us are going to get the quarantine 15 and eating out of the cupboards. And then meanwhile, you're going to come out looking all slim and straight teeth. And your teeth weren't even crooked to begin with. I didn't think so.
You know, like I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. So I had like one little tooth off. I had braces before and never did my retainer afterwards. So my bottom row is a little jacked up. But I'm working on it, you know. But, you know, I did go overboard because one thing I did when I retired is I just played golf forever, just like every day. Like, I don't even want to work out. I was so done with training and whatnot. I'm sure at some point you felt that where you're just like, ugh, I'm not feeling it anymore.
Yep. But so, I poured myself into other things, though, which you poured yourself into golf.
Into golf, big time. And, you know, so I've. You know, I still look slim and fit, but I am not in shape, right? I consider shape, you know, like NBA shape, like that I've been in forever.
Yeah.
So I'm not in shape. So like I started working out. I did some laps in the pool the other day. I started jogging up and down my driveway. And then I feel like, oh, my fifth one, I felt like somebody shot me in my back. Or I was out. And so I was like on the ground for like 20 minutes. I was like, man.
So what'd you do? You pulled a muscle in your back?
Yeah, muscle or something. Like it's in a spasm. I've had hip surgeries. When you have hip surgeries, you know, like your stuff gets out of whack unless you really tend to it every day and keep on top of it. And I haven't been doing that. So, you know, it's something in there. My psoas or whatever they call it.
Oh, so maybe it's a little lesson, not in addition to your Invisalign. Maybe this is a sign for you to get back to some of those fundamental and exercises and take some rest.
Right. Uh-huh. Because I tried to get into it now, but my body wasn't ready for it. Like it can't just start go running up a hill. You know, when your stuff's not straight, you got to make sure the little things like I could probably got to do core work for another 6 weeks before I can do something.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm definitely going to try to see if I can swing a golf club. I'm going to see that first.
You got to chill. You got to take a little rest. Chill with the Invisalign.
Yes. That's the place to start.
Well, you know, this is obviously a very serious topic, but the whole purpose of this, I really wanted to have a little fun, you know, because I think it's really important for all of us to laugh and everything. So let's do a little quarantine rapid fire. OK, we're going to rip through 10 questions. OK, are you ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Number one, what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a polo shirt with my famous bear. I don't actually know if he has a name. I think he's just the polo bear. But I used to have, you know, all this polo stuff when I was a kid. And my mom used to buy it for me because she knows I love the bear. Aww. I even have a blanket from when I was a child. All these things coming back.
That is so cute. Oh, my gosh. You still have that? I think I had that. I think I had something so similar to that. That's so weird. Yeah.
This is like my favorite blanket. So this is in my man cave. It'll be here forever.
I love it. All right. Number two, when's the last time you showered?
Ooh, last time I showered.
Wanted to know this. He felt like you probably hadn't showered for several days.
Yesterday evening. You know, we had a little game thing that he created last night, like trivia game, which me and my wife did horrible in. And, you know, I showered and I like shaved my head and stuff. You know, maybe it had been a day and a half. But, you know, definitely showered yesterday night.
Good stuff. What are you reading or watching?
Man, I've watched a lot of stuff. A couple of days ago on Netflix, I watched The Pharmacist. You should watch that. Watch it?
No, but I've seen it. I've definitely seen it.
Yeah, it's on there. It's really good. It's really good. It's a long story, but it's really good. I've been reading the Bible. I really have.
I think it's a good time for spirituality.
It is. It is. You just, you know, just reading. I've found out so many things in the Bible that I just didn't know about in this last, you know, week and a half or so. So that's been good. I've been, I've been on Instagram a ton. I ain't gonna lie. Just like I found myself for just like an hour. Just stop. Just scroll and scroll.
I know. I've been on the phones more than like so much because it's your source of everything right now. It's news. It's fun. It's leisure. It's play. Staying up to date and everything. What's your comfort toy right now? Or did you already show it to us?
My comfort toy. I don't really play. My comfort toys are like my kids. We'll go outside. We'll go on the trampoline. I put the heater on in the pool. Like we've been swimming. You know, I did a scavenger hunt with them. Just like wrote stuff down on like a few pieces of paper, and like they're going all around the house and outside and stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we've been having a good time. They just always like, what are we gonna do next?
They're like, getting bored real quick. What's been your comfort food?
Oh man. That's another thing I've been trying to do. I've been trying to like eat super clean. So I started this like water, really hot water and lemon. I heard that like hot water is good to kill the virus if you have it potentially. Oh. So that's the first thing I put in my body in the morning. Then I eat some fruit, and then eggs a little bit later. I drink like this super green drink. It's like disgusting, but it's like supposed to be your greens for the day.
So you're not eating any junk food at all?
I can't particularly say that. In the last 3 days, I have not.
Wow. No,
do you call like a small bowl of Frosted Flakes junk food?
No, but it's you know, yeah, like
not the healthiest thing.
Yeah, it's got some sugar in it.
Yeah, but I try to keep it clean. Like, why not? Like, you know, I try not to find extreme comfort in food. I try to find comfort in other things.
That's good.
You know, I just use it to live. That's what I try. You know,
man, you're really disappointing me, Jay. You're making me feel really guilty right about now. Okay. Are you prepared to move around a little bit? Where's your comfort spot in your house?
It would be right here on my couch.
Man cave. Or is it the man attic?
It's the man attic. This is a good quiet spot, man. I got a whole bunch of stuff. That Michael Jordan, that's a signed jersey from when I was like maybe 6-7 years old. My dad got it for me for Christmas.
That's solid.
That's a signed Julius Erving jersey from when I was a kid.
Wow.
He's always been a really close family friend. Him and my dad have been friends for a long time, played against each other. That I used to have in my room when I was a kid. That MJ taking off from the foul line, I think in 88, maybe.
Wow.
I want to say. This is my uncle, Terry Taylor, used to play back in the NFL back in the day. You know, just different jerseys, different stuff.
I love it.
I do got, unfortunately, I've been thinking actually about taking this one down. But, you know, it's got a picture of me and John Shire up there in the corner.
I was going to say, where's all your Duke stuff?
I got some real quality stuff in here. That one's probably like, you know, it's my least favorite. You know, and I got my Duke stuff here in the corner. I like to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I like to highlight my friends and buddies and stuff and experiences a little more than myself in here. You know, so I put their jerseys up in my man cave and my stuff in the back. You know?
Yeah, I don't know if Shire's doing that for you, but I like what you're doing there. Your man cave is legit.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, last one. Who should we interview next? Who are you going to tag next? And you could tag a Blue Devil, but I might be running down the hole of too many Blue Devils on this show right now.
Man. Oh, that's a tough one. I mean, what comes to mind are Duke guys to begin with.
Okay. Who you got?
Well, one guy I know that's got a great personality is Chris Carwell.
Mm.
Chris would definitely be a good addition to the show. He's got a great personality. I'm sure, you know, he's a outside thinker. I'm sure he's very much probably doing some things at his house to keep him, you know, moving. He likes to stay active and he don't like to really hang around a lot. So I'm sure this quarantine is like troubling him a little bit. I want to show you this too.
Show it.
This is leading into the man cave. These are all of some of my favorite movies here.
Oh, I love it. Is that the butterfly effect?
That is actually.
What was that?
Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
So you got course. Silence of the Lambs. Nice. Beneath it, you got A Beautiful Mind, which is one of my top. It's got to be a top six. You got Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, okay. That's a good one.
Little Giants is a super classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Annexation of Puerto Rico. You got The Sandlot, which is a top 10 easily. Jurassic Park, the original.
Wow, okay. I'm surprised you had that one in there. But I love Jurassic Park. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, and then you got Major Payne, which to me is a top 10 all-time funny movie.
Wow, Major Payne, making it in the top 10 for Gerald.
Yeah, and these are all original movie posters, except for The Sandlot, which I could not find an original. But this is actually one of... Oh, and then you got the little Stinky. Come here, girl.
Let's see. Let's see the little munchkin.
You got Stinky number one. Say hello. Hello, Miss Prim.
Hi.
Your name? What's your name?
Sarah.
That's so nice to meet you. I love your skirt. That's so pretty.
Yeah, check out the outfit.
Wow. Yeah. You are dressed so nicely for staying at home.
Mm-hmm. Say thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You should see the amount of wardrobe changes that these girls go through in a day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. This is outfit probably number 3 already.
I think that's a great outfit. You should wear that for at least another hour, but then you should definitely change and show Dad again.
I was wearing this for my birthday when I was 4.
Really? Is that a unicorn? I can't really see.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a unicorn.
I mean, everybody needs a unicorn in their life. That's a great shirt.
Because I had a unicorn party.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you had a unicorn party?
Yeah, she loves unicorns.
That's why I wear this shirt.
Zara, you know, you're hurting Daddy's knees. You know, you're not as little as you once were. You know that? So what's the difference between a unicorn and a horse?
That's a great question.
What's the difference?
What is the difference?
What does a unicorn have that a horse does not have? A horn.
Yeah. Yes, it's the little horn.
Yeah, my knees hurt. Come on.
Smart girl.
Oh, yeah, it's my smart girl. The other one's actually upstairs in school right now.
Oh, wow, doing the homeschooling.
Yep, so... She, man, it's like real school. They don't play around. She only gets like 10-minute breaks. She's got 2-hour sessions. So, yeah, I kind of feel bad for her. I was like,
That's intense. Yeah. Well, thank you for showing us around your really big man cave. I feel like your man cave is bigger than our New York City apartment. And you, you are so lucky to be in Charlotte right now.
And I know it's hectic over there. You know, I'm sure you don't want to leave the house at all.
No, we're trying to stay inside, which is not making it easy. But
one more thing.
What's up, Sharers?
So in the man cave, what you got to have, since it's the man cave, and this will get you by in a quarantine period like this.
Is it a fridge?
No, it's a fridge.
Mm.
And you see that it's fully stocked.
Oh.
You see that?
Look at that.
You know, Stella. We're not playing games. We made sure, along with, toilet paper and water that we've gone crazy on, we made sure to stock up with beer just to get by, you know?
I love me some Stella. That's a great... I missed the fridge question because I thought you would have to go downstairs. So I didn't want to throw it off, but you have... That is the ultimate man cave right there.
Yeah, why would you waste time doing that?
And then
risking, if you walk by and your wife wants to ask you to do something, why would you risk that?
You could just stay upstairs and you don't have to leave the attic at all.
That's man 101 right there.
All right, Gerald. Well, thank you so much for hopping on. Enjoy your man cave attic and enjoy your 50,000 Stellas you have in the fridge. Stay safe. And thanks for joining us here on the next chapter.
All right, Prim. Thanks for having me.